You're listening to The Ocho Man, Behind the 8-Ball, only on Ignotainment. Without further ado, the one, the only, Ocho Man.
Behind the 8-Ball. All my life, that's where I've been.
Hola, hola muchachos, my friends. It's October 9th. Ocho Man Behind the 8-Ball Show. It's a great day. We got Armand here. Nick's on the disability list. He's a little sick, guys.
Disabled list.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes.
And Chris, our producer.
Metaphysically speaking, though, Nick is here.
Right, he's always here with us. We got the empty seat waiting for him.
He's omnipresent.
And
ubiquitous.
Exactly.
Yeah, whatever. Chris,
I wish
our
we had
producer.
Word of the day. What happened to word of the day?
Well, yeah, I'm going to introduce that back, but you fucking know every goddamn word. It's not even fun anymore.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, well,
Look at the big brains on Brad.
Yeah. Ezekiel, what was it? Ezekiel 25:17 or something? Mm-hmm. You know, he made that up. That's actually not in the Bible or whatever.
Well, hey, guys, I got a little story, and then I got a little rant. We're gonna
rant?
By the way, we're going to have a rant here. We're going to have
who?
Jimbo's going to be back on the show.
T-Ball Jim?
Just for 5 minutes. That's all I want him on there for. 5 minutes. He's going to give a rant.
Can we make it 3 minutes?
Yeah,
how long does it take to rant?
I don't know. But he said, hey, can I come on for every week just to give a 5-minute rant and you guys talk about it? I go, you know what? That doesn't sound bad. 5 minutes, though, he's got to beat it. And I got a little rant of my own.
I can't wait.
Well, you know what?
Please, unbosom yourself.
The wife and me, we decided to take the family to have some sushi, okay?
Okay.
So we go out and we go to this place. I don't know if I should give the name because maybe
I wouldn't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay, but it was at Westport Plaza. If you guys,
okay,
all
well,
right. I mean that's in St. Louis. So,
yes.
I mean we got listeners all throughout, and the person here tells us when we get there, we got no tables for you, but you can sit at the bar. You can't sit at the bar with
a sushi bar
with your kids.
Well, yeah, it's not probably not for the
stupid,
kids.
It
yeah.
really. And there's 60% of the tables that are empty. 40% got people sitting there, but 60% are reserved. And I'm like thinking,
was this a busy time?
Well, it was Friday night.
Okay.
So we sit there. We go, screw this. I'm not having fun here. The kid's wanting to stick his hand over. Or her hand over, her hand over the glass and grab a raw fish and shit. Just let's get the hell out of here. So we take off out of there, and we walk a couple steps and we run into a Japanese steakhouse.
Steakhouse.
I can't give the name
steakhouse.
Out.
Steakhouse.
But we have to go 12 floors up on the elevator.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
There.
Yeah, okay. I know what he's talking about, yeah.
So now we go up there. I'm starving. I'm really starving. They say, yeah, you got to sit here, wait. And so, okay.
Oh, boy.
And now it's our turn, and we go up there. I don't know, but for me, I always look for the kind of like the couple bucks more, $5 more on the food. That makes me think that I'm getting more for my buck, you know?
Right, yeah.
So the kids ordered theirs.
Very crafty,
The Kobe kids ordered their fried beef and all that, fried stir fry and all. So they're getting there. This guy's preparing this shit in front of us. I don't like that. There's about 20 people right there, all surrounding him.
Yeah. So he really even at the Japanese steakhouse, they kibble it for you right there. Huh?
Yeah, and then mine comes up. You know, my wife got hers and kids got. Now I'm thinking, hey, you know what? I ordered something a couple bucks more. I'm going to get something really nice.
What did you order? Steak?
Nah, I forgot what the hell it was. The fucking guy, he put like 3 onions on top of each other at the very end. And this fucking thing, he's going choo, 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 choo. And it's like smoke coming out of the top of the 3 onions. And he's made it out to be a train.
Oh,
He pushes.
I was wondering what that was. I thought it was Japanese.
Yeah, he pushes this thing onto my plate. There's people
with
clapping.
His hand?
No, with the stick. All right. He pushes this on my plate. It looks like shit. It's a little thing. But people are clapping like they just seen a choo-choo train.
Wait a minute. Are there spectators around you watching?
Yeah, everyone's watching him prepare this.
What kind of dining is that?
Yeah, well, it's...
I'd rather watch you eat, actually. That's much more entertaining.
That would have been entertaining for me, too, but I didn't get hardly anything, and I'm telling you right
now. So what was
right
the
now.
Problem? It was a very small portion? Well,
yes, it was a small portion, and I don't care about the fucking smoke coming out of a chimney, out of a train caboose and shit like that he's trying to create.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just trying to get... I'm hungry, man. I don't need
that. I don't know if that analogy applies anyway. I mean, the steam engine's kind of been out of vogue, isn't it?
He really got into it. I mean, there was like real round smokes coming out of it.
Wow.
Impressive, right? But I'm still hungry. Nah, I don't give a shit. Yeah.
You know something? You win a war, and look what we've been reduced to.
Which war was that?
I think it was World War II.
Right.
Where the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor.
Germans.
Right?
Yeah. Well, you know what? He's got it right now. I finally convinced them.
Well, listen,
Germans bomb Pearl Harbor.
I pay heed to our ending credits.
There you go. And so you know what?
So that's your rant?
That was my rant.
How much did all that come to? I want to hear what the bill was.
It was $110, something like that.
Yeah, that's not too bad for four people.
Four people, but the
you weren't. Then you had to go to White Castle and eat.
Well, I went home and the wife was so happy. The wife.
What did she have?
The wife's not happy with her food, but happy that I didn't get my big portion. She's watching my plate and she goes, "What are you talking about? That could have fed two people." And I'm like, no, that couldn't have fed two people. It didn't feed my ass, so
two
it's
homunculi.
Not two people. So in
not,
any
not
case,
in our family.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, so that was horse shit. I'm not doing that shit again. You're going to do something, you got to reserve.
I'd rather go to a buffet. Hell with that.
I love buffets, but the wife is so against buffets.
Don't go with the wife. Go with me.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to put on weight. I'm trying to lose weight.
Oh, hell with that. I told you how to lose weight. I told you we were just discussing that.
Tell us about that again.
Oh, the fasting?
This is incredible, Chris, what he came up with.
Well, just, I don't know.
I mean, I like the idea.
Yeah, fill us in on that.
Like the application?
Well, it's a public service message. I fast I try every day. Weekends I'm a little lax, but, you know, technically what it is, you know, everybody's going crazy about this paleo diet, and if you want to go back to 10,000, 12,000 years ago and evolution, et cetera, whether you believe it or not, you know, ancient cave dwellers, pardon me?
I said never
mind. I wish Nick were here.
I know.
I could get an opinion from him. But
you can look at the empty seat there.
Yeah, I know. It's rather sad sight, isn't it?
Yeah.
But ectoplasmically, he's here. We, you know, the cavemen used to, what would they do? They kill a mammoth, a woolly mammoth, or a mastodon, or whatever. And
how do they fucking ever bring these things down with a spear?
They're not exactly very quick. I doubt it was that hard. They ganged up on them, you know. It's like, but anyway, they would kill them.
It's like Cecil the Lion.
Yeah, like, yeah, ask that dentist.
That son of a bitch.
He's a good guy. Yeah. So anyway, it's feast or famine. You've heard that term, and that's what it was. So they would gorge themselves for days at a time, but then there would be times when they're foraging and they couldn't find anything. Well, when you're not, you know, eating, your whole system is geared toward eating. It shuts down everything else. But when you're fasting and your body actually, they've done tests on it, they've done studies, your body goes into repair mode. Your mitochondria, you know, the powerhouses of the cell, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
And your body repairs itself. Your teeth, your hair, all these tissue.
When you don't eat?
After about 12, 14 hours, yeah. At least you have to go at least 12, 14 hours when they go into that mode. And fasting, it's called intermittent fasting,
so
and it's very good for you.
When does it fucking hurt you, though?
Doesn't hurt you. Well, 20, 30 days. Yeah, we're talking about Bobby Sands this morning. Yeah, he died. He was 60 days. But, you know, people go, they have these juice fasts. They have a week, 2 weeks.
A week or 2 weeks?
Sure.
I thought what it does is it hurts your muscle structure.
I don't know about that. I think you might have a little loss, but not that much. I think you bite into the, you know, you're going to bite into the fat first. Before you get in the muscle.
Yeah. All right, then. So
speaking of which, since we're talking
that?
about 8 months, nine months. Yeah.
Have you noticed anything?
I don't know. Have you? You're the one looking at me.
I think you look damn good. You've always looked good.
Well, I haven't lost any weight, but I don't do it to lose weight. You know, technically, you can eat anything you want as long as you don't eat anything after 8 or before noon. Other than that, 8 hours a day, you can eat anything.
Wow, that's it then.
Well, you see what I eat. When you bring in donuts, who eats 10 of them? I do.
Yeah, you do.
I'm a glutton.
And that damn burger place, three guys in a burger. What the fuck was that place? Two guys?
Five guys?
Now it's five guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Five Guys in a Burger or what?
What was that place you took me to over there? That place, $11 for that burger that was...
Yeah. That was a cheeseburger. That was a fucking one-pound burger you ate.
And I took it back, I think, for some reason. Remember, something was wrong with it. I told him no mayo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She gave me a free sandwich.
Yeah, she gave you... She took care of you. It wasn't even 1 pound. I think it was 5 pounds.
5 pounds.
It was Five Guys burgers. It was
no,
2 pounds.
There was another place called.
Isn't that the name of the burger joint though?
Cheeseburger. Yeah, Cheeseburger is where I took.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, that's
that was at the mall.
Yeah, that was the mall.
Five Guys, the place they give you. They give you a burlap sack full of
fries. They just dump it in there, and peanuts you could eat there too.
But don't leave it in your car because it eats through the bag. And
yeah, that's fucked up, isn't it?
Hey, speaking of which, you know, antioxidants cause cancer. Are cancer-inducing? Did you hear that?
No.
Did you see that, Chris?
Talk to me about it.
Well, you know, all these antioxidants you're supposed to take because of all these free radicals that are running around in your cells, and you have to kill these. That's what ages you, etc. Now they found that that potentiates cancer cells, so don't take them. Especially, well, cancer patients shouldn't take them, but...
No shit.
Yeah. So,
but you know what,
there again, scientists all wrong. And another thing, whole milk is good for you. Whole milk is good for you.
Really?
Yeah, non-fat milk is no good. Whole milk is good.
Really? What about the 2%?
More fat, the better, apparently. But whole is the best. So there again, the scientists are wrong.
Well, they'll say that. But how many times have they said the coffee's bad 1 year, then the next year they say coffee's good?
What is my quote? Richard Feynman, science is the belief in the ignorance of the experts.
Right.
That's all it is.
Right.
These people don't know a damn thing. Take my word for it.
And the public is very ignorant out there. We believe this shit. And it's amazing.
I never do. I don't.
You don't.
You know, I'll give you a story. I'll give you a little story of this gal that I was seeing in California who's right now is a little irate.
Still mad at you, huh?
Yeah, she sure is. But
she's not talking to you anymore?
No. It's been almost 2 months.
You don't stay there at her place?
No, that's why I haven't been in L.A. in a while. But... we were going to, I don't know, we were eating Soup Plantation, I believe, which a good place. I like
Soup
that place.
Soup Plantation?
Yeah, which here in St. Louis is called the Red Tomato, I believe. Same organization.
No, it's not the Red Tomato.
Sour Tomato, whatever.
We just went there.
Sour Tomato? Is that what it is? Some kind of tomato.
Called, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
They had a little, you know, those little dispensing things for the antibacterial dispensation, you know, the dispenser.
All right, yeah, go ahead.
You put on your hands before you eat.
Right.
So I gave myself a little spritz, and she, don't do that.
Why?
Yeah, that's what I said. What? Well, apparently she read or saw in 60 Minutes or some other cockamamie show that causes cancer.
Oh,
I said, let me give you, I did 2 years of dermatology, okay? Nothing penetrates your skin to give you cancer except water. That's the only thing that penetrates your skin. Then she wants to argue with me about that. She says, no, these emollients, et cetera, these things she uses on her face. I said, wait a minute. Those penetrate the epidermis. They do not penetrate the dermis or the basement membrane. Okay?
Well, wait a minute.
I'm trying to explain this to her. It doesn't matter. She still won't use a thing, so.
I got to disagree here, babe.
Okay, go ahead.
Please
do.
Because whenever you put that on you, that alcohol base, like, mm-hmm. right, that clean, but it disappears. Where does it go?
Right. It goes through the epidermis, which is the upper layer of the skin. It is not through the dermis. There's a basement membrane.
I got you.
Between the epidermis and the dermis.
That always freaks me out, too, because you always have that fucking thing that says kills 99.9%.
Right. It still leaves a couple of billion of them, you know, but it doesn't matter.
So my point is, mm-hmm. that one that's left, is this like the super fucking
bug.
Hero? Or?
Right. No, that doesn't.
What?
First of
what
all,
do you,
you don't want something.
What the fuck are you saying?
Well,
what
you're talking about is
germ.
Nah, don't worry about that. But here's what you're kind of getting at in your own Cro-Magnon way.
Is that Armenian?
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, not.
I
it's
know.
Yeah. Well,
I would have bought into it.
Anyway, the point is, like, when your doctor gives you antibiotics and he says, take the whole bottle.
Right.
Because if you say, well, I'm feeling better, you take out a third, you take 10.
Right.
Well, you're killing the weak bugs. So basically what you're doing is if you stop taking it, the strong bugs who are more resistant.
Right.
They're the ones that stay in your body and they reproduce and they evolve.
So
and
they
you're
the
selecting,
whole system going.
Right. You're selecting for these, quote, super bugs. That's why you take the whole thing. So you got to kill them, too.
No, but check this out. I really thought about this. Every time you use this, mm-hmm. you're leaving one fucking superhero
You're wondering,
germ.
Yeah, you're wondering.
And now all these are becoming like the Magnificent Seven. that are still on your skin.
Well, you know, I'm not sure it's actually that whatever is in that is actually killing the bugs anyway. I think a lot of it is just the scrubbing action of putting that thing on your hand.
And why the fuck can't you kill all 100%? Are we that fucked up to kill 99.9%? Why can't you kill that one?
You don't want to kill all that.
Why?
First of all.
Why?
Because didn't you ever read the book or see the movie War of the Worlds?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, how do you develop resistance?
Well,
they're actually saying a lot of, they've done studies where people that don't bathe as often are healthier than people that bathe all the time.
Oh, are you kidding me?
It's true. It's true.
I don't want anyone.
Because you build up somewhat of a resistance.
Huh.
You know? Now, you don't want to be filthy dirty, but it's
so,
just saying.
So
you know,
are you saying that, well, no, you can't be saying that the people in, let's say, in third world countries have more immune system.
But I'm also saying you're not necessarily healthier by bathing every day or twice a day. You know, we all know people that shower three times a day as just once a day or once every other day.
So why do they tell us to brush our teeth twice a day?
Well, that's a different story. That's for plaque. That's a different story.
Ah, okay. Because sometimes, you know, I catch one.
See,
all these exposures,
that's here again, that's the EPA and these screw-ups telling you that it has to, our air has to be 100% pure. No particulates, no sulfur, no nitric oxide, none of that stuff. That's a bunch of horse shit. Because even radiation, low-level radiation, you develop immunity to that. You develop a resistance. That's why you want a little bit of that. It's better to have exposure to these things, and your body, hormesis.
Okay,
I've already explained this before.
Then why aren't people moving back into the Chernobyl area?
Well, there's a difference. I mean, and they are. Actually, I just read a report that animals are back.
Well, I know animals are back, but
25,
they're not
30
moving,
years.
They're not moving people back in
there.
Well,
they
area.
Can. Well, if the animals can go back, the people can go back. Why aren't people going to Florissant, Missouri, or, Ferguson?
Ferguson.
Because there are better places to live than Ferguson. There are better places to live than Chernobyl.
Ferguson's a nice place.
It was. Yeah, not anymore.
Well, why not? I mean, you just had a little uprising, and everything's going to get back to normal
here.
Oh, bull.
No, that town's destroyed.
That town's destroyed.
It is. I'm just saying economically.
Economically.
Nobody's going to buy anything there, because as soon as it says Ferguson, they're not going to buy anything.
Yeah,
regardless,
you
and I both know it's not a bad place to live.
I you know, I've been through it, and it's a good town, and maybe everything, the inner conflict and all that, will fucking disappear.
It has, but everything's perception.
Now. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
As soon as you say that,
and that's
the way it is.
And you think about it, you see these guys that are, well, I wouldn't trust this prick, the Cosby. I mean, there's too much smoke around that fire. But if you see someone accused of something
right.
like rape or something, who's that Blackhawk player, Chris?
Oh my God.
That's accused of
Patrick Kane.
Patrick Kane right now. I'm telling you.
What did he do?
Well,
what is he alleged to have done?
Alleged
rape.
A girl, apparently.
But, you know, here's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying he's innocent, but I wouldn't ever trust my daughter to go. I mean,
I don't think I'd trust my daughter with any NHL player.
Or NBA, NFL.
Right, come on.
These guys think
they're above the law.
That thing,
and
though,
in a lot of ways they are.
Well, this Patrick Kane, I really think there's a lot more to it than what we're seeing here.
I think you're probably right.
There's a lot of cover-up on this and so forth. But you know what? I'm not going to say shit on that. Let's wait for the
well,
courts
that's,
to take
let the courts
over.
Do its deal.
Yeah,
that's
they'll
why,
find out.
Well, that's why Shakespeare said, "He who steals my purse steals trash, but my good name." That's what counts.
Sure.
Wow. That's
once
beautiful.
Your reputation, once your reputation's shot, it's all over.
I don't know who this Shakespeare was, but he must have been some kind of genius.
Yeah, he could put some words together, couldn't he?
Well, there again. Now that also
some kind of thinker.
That also elicits a question: did he actually write all that? That's a debate.
That's like saying Jesus didn't write the Bible.
That's yeah, right.
Well, let's back off Jesus here, boys.
I wish Nick were here. Where is that guy? He's that sick. Huh? He couldn't make it.
He was really under the weather, and
I
got to
hanging out with Patrick Kane.
Well,
that's not Nick's bag.
Nah, Nick's not into that. But
speaking of bag, that's what the girl claims was left on her porch, the evidence bag.
Really?
Yeah, what? But something that wasn't evident from this whole situation was, but it ended up being like a hoax, but the mom of the girl and her lawyer who's representing the family ended up saying that someone had left this evidence bag on their porch, but I don't know, I never heard anymore about it, but he claimed that, you know, the cops got involved, said it wasn't the real evidence bag. Some of the cops said it was the real evidence bag. Who knows?
Who knows?
There's a bunch of weird shit.
Well, I mean, who was the? I mean, what we all know, Mike Tyson's career was ruined by that gal.
Yeah, that's a very suspicious one right there.
You know,
but
you go up to Mike Tyson.
It's not the same as the Cosby. That guy was different. A real fucker.
I don't know, but I you know, that hasn't been proven either. But it's certainly like the preponderance of evidence.
There's
seems
too
like,
many. Yeah, yeah, too many in that one.
But you know how that is too. You jump on the bandwagon too.
No. I really think that this fucking guy was up to no good with that. He was drugging him up left and right.
well, that's that. Okay.
Yeah. I
mean, guilty as charged.
Our next guest is Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I don't think we'll have Bill on our show. Hey, did you guys hear about that poor fucking big cow that you always see on Texas Longhorn games?
I didn't hear what happened to him.
Well, Bevo 14. They call it Bevo.
Yeah, right.
Bevo 14, the Longhorn steer.
Mm-hmm.
That runs out on the field before the game, is terminally ill.
Oh, shit.
So what do you do now? Do you bury the fat fuck or do you ground beef him?
Well, you eat him.
I think it's fair. You got to eat him.
You got to eat him?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
As a tribute.
I mean, I don't know if you eat like old cows like that. I don't know.
No, he would be ideal for ground beef. Okay. You couldn't steak his ass.
Why not?
He's 14. It's all rough.
Real tough.
Real tough, but yeah, you could ground beef him up and have a little...
Well, you know, I'm not going to blink.
Well, you know, they
ate the Bartman ball. Did you know that?
No.
Remember the Bartman ball, Chris? Obviously, yes. You know what I'm talking about, right? Now, since the Cubs are in the playoffs,
right.
We'll go back. Right, well, they blew it up. Some guy paid, I don't know how many, umpteen thousand for it.
Yeah.
They took it to Harry Carey's restaurant. They blew it up and mixed it up into a spaghetti sauce or something, and they all ate it.
Well, there you go.
That's what happened to the Bartman ball.
You know, it just gets to me.
If they can eat that, they can eat this cow.
It just gets to me how they keep bringing up that Chicago poor fucking fan.
I wonder what happened to him.
Did he move to Florida?
No, they started like a Kickstarter to the last time I saw it, it raised like $8,000 to bring him in for the game.
Good for him.
Yeah. I don't know who started it.
That was horrible. Like, that was in the stands. He wasn't going to catch that ball anyway.
Even if so, they're not even talking about the fucking shortstop that blew a double play.
Yeah. Well, they're all.
All that shit. Those guys just got off free based on that stuff.
Right.
The Chicago Cubs.
I mean,
I don't want to see these guys now.
But they did free base.
I hit a touchy subject.
Wait a minute.
Hey, we don't advocate.
Maybe I do like the Cubs.
So,
did you see all those guys were reaching for the ball? If they have a picture of it, he's not the only guy that went for it.
It's bullshit.
He got screwed,
but no one talks about the players that fucked up on the field, and they got a free pass.
When was that, 2003? It's been a while. 2003, right?
Oh, I don't know. It was a while back.
2003. It was when Marlins won the World Series.
Yeah.
It had to be.
Yeah, that was it. Well, I tell you what, Chris, why don't we take a little breather here and give a shout out to our sponsor out there. Our sponsor, I tell you what, guys, I'm having a hell of a good time, Armand, with this DraftKings.com. It's been outrageously good. I mean, we sit back. Guys, I'm telling you right now, you sit back. You get on your laptop, you put your team together, and shit, it's a one-day, two-day thing.
Yeah, I know. It's very convenient.
Now you got baseball still in the works.
Hey, they're going to do that for
NHL, basketball?
Basketball. Wow, you can do it for everything, huh?
Auto racing.
Holy shit, auto racing. Wow.
Golf, MMA.
I mean, everything.
Wow.
Everything.
All of the above.
And right now I'm in the football, but I'm going to make a couple bucks in this, and I'm going to look elsewhere for the NBA. I can't wait to do the NBA.
I meet the guy who came up with that.
Yeah.
That's genius.
The thing is, if you're not in it now, then you're the odd man out because everybody else is doing it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everybody else is in these leagues.
And the one that's really popular right now and taking over is DraftKings. I put my money into it. And you know what? It's not like horse racing where you go to the track with $100, $200 in your pocket to make something happen. You could play with $25, $30 and you can make like 4, 5, 6, 7 teams out of that $25.
And then what can you win?
And you could win like $200,000-$300,000, $15,000, $20,000. I mean, where can you find an investment like that you can have fun with?
Yeah. We used to put that on a game, and you go crazy for 3 hours.
No shit.
A whole weekend.
I mean, no more bookies and no more shit like that for me. I'm sitting down there. They're going to put the industry out of work there.
That's too bad.
The hell with them.
We had a fucking bookie that didn't even pay us, you remember?
I've
had a good bookie. The problem is, when you start getting rid of these vices, and all of a sudden you're going to get rid of the prostitutes, and that's tragic.
So be it. We got no problems like that with DraftKings. They pay on time the next day after Monday, the last game. You know what? Expect something in the mail if you win.
Can I make a comment on that, though, as a purely a mathematical or a...
Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear it.
This is a gamesmanship. Now, I'm not sure because I'm not really familiar with the... But I guess, you know, fantasy football,
etc. I got to sit down with you and I got to show you how this works.
Well...
It's at DraftKings.com.
I think you're... But... Okay, wouldn't you say, though, that there's going to be... Now, the average guy's going to sit down and look at these stars, right? And they're going to pick the people who obviously...
Well, not so fast, my friend, because they all have a price tag on each one of these players.
You have a cap?
You got a cap. You got a cap to work with. I think, what was it, 50 or 60,000? Something like that. I mean, you can't get stupid and say, I want this player, that player. Well, you know what? That's going to cost you when you go down the list where you got to get the tight ends, the defense and the kickers and one more wide receiver. I mean, you got to be smart and you got to think, hey, what quarterback can have a good game? I'm not talking about a great game, but a good game.
Well, that's what I was just about to say. Would it be better to go contrary to who everybody thinks is going to have a great game and maybe take a second-tier player who's going to have a good game?
Well, that's a good point because this week everyone I'm going to say picking the QB, I'm looking at everyone jumping on Tom Brady. Tom Brady should be having a great game against Dallas, but how productive can you be if half of DraftKings.com people are taking Tom Brady?
Well, that's what I'm saying. How does that dilute?
Well, then you come to the Ocho Man's theory here and jump on Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers is playing Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers are going to be out on the field most of the time with Vic at quarterback. I don't think he's going to do much on offense, and the Steelers are going to wear it down. Rivers is going to toss the ball around. You got Gates back for San Diego. I look for Rivers to have a big day, and you're going to get him at a good price. While everyone's on the same ship with Tom Brady, you've jumped on Phillip Rivers. So that's what I'm looking
at. Okay, well, that's what I was going to bring up. You've heard of game theory. Have you read about that?
No, I
haven't. That's what I would recommend to all our listeners who are playing this. Read John Nash. Remember the movie A Beautiful Mind?
Yeah, of course.
All right, he was the guy that actually came up with game theory. And now it's a whole science in itself. I've done a lot of reading on it.
I tell you what, if it could help out at DraftKings.com,
and you know how he did it?
I am all for it.
It was just like the movie where he and his buddies were all looking at these good-looking gals came in to a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the best-looking one was his blonde. And it occurred to him that he and all his friends naturally would hit on the blonde.
Well, then, of course, then Nash is going to say invest in the fat broad.
You're better off, correct. You're better off going for the ugly gal than everybody gets
ahead.
Yeah,
and she's going to lose 100 pounds and be normal again. And
that's game theory. I mean, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with the...
That's the thing about DraftKings.com. I don't have to wait for a fat broad to lose weight or anything. It's over the weekend. I'm right there. Boom, we got our money. We're out of there.
I was just making an analogy.
I know. Okay? Me too. I mean, we really don't have fat broads on DraftKings. But in any case, guys, check it out. It's called DraftKings.com. You can't go wrong with it. It doesn't take a lot to get involved in it. A minimum $10 you could get into this. $10 investment, which, hey, what the hell?
That was juice. We used to pay
a lot more. No kidding.
Juice.
All right, my friends. That's what we got on that one. And what about your picks? My picks really did shitty last week.
Yes, I noticed that.
Yeah. Northern Illinois, the Huskies. Hey, they could suck a big one.
I didn't think Huskies laid eggs, but they did.
Oh, yeah. I deserved that. I deserved that, Chris. I had a horrible outing for you guys last week.
And the other
week.
One too. Was it Georgia? You guys?
Yeah, right. All right. Georgia.
Well, I know, but Chris agreed with that. We both knew it was a loser.
Yeah. As soon as Chris jumped in there, goes, I love that one as well.
I had misgivings about that.
I said, I got to back off this one.
Put the hoodoo on you.
Yeah, he sure did. But I had a horrible week, and I've got some great plays coming up. Well, hey, your stock market did pretty damn good.
Yeah,
I made some money this week. What were those again?
Well, Netflix is doing well. Facebook's doing well. Netflix was in the 90s. It's about 115 now.
And you know what? According to Jimbo, who's going to come in. He's got a little rant about Facebook. Hey, Jim, come on in here.
And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull a mask off an old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim.
Hey. Hey, my friends, we got a new segment. New segment here, I think. All right, let's turn the fucking music off for him, okay? God damn it. I don't even know why we gave him some music. But, hey, we got Jimbo back on our show, and it's not going to be the whole thing or anything like that to where he gives me a blood pressure attack.
Wow.
It's just going to be his big rant. It's kind of like that... What is that guy's name? That guy on 60 Minutes that says...
The guy with the big eyebrows.
Yeah.
Andy Rooney.
Andy Rooney.
Well, I've had about enough of him, too.
Well, we're going to talk about...
Are my eyebrows that bad?
No.
Okay. No, you're
not
fine.
Bushy like... Oof.
Well, you know what? We've had a lot of people still email us about, hey, whatever happened to Jimbo? And
I haven't had too many people ask.
You're in your own little pissed off world.
In fact, I was amazed at the complete lack of... any caring that Jimbo wasn't
around. Wow. Yeah, I've had a lot of people ask what happened to me there. I've got to be honest.
All right, Jimbo.
All right, rant.
We want to hear what the hell is bothering you. This is going to be our every week segment, 5-minute segment on Jimbo's big rant. And Jim, what's bothering you? What's happening out there that's really gotten on your fucking nerves? Yeah,
well, let me tell you what it is.
I'm back, baby!
All right.
Facebook. I got a problem with these people, and they're going to hear about it.
What is it, buddy? What is it?
Have you seen what they're going to do with this thing?
Is this a rant or a yodel?
Facebook, you are trying to cause mass chaos throughout this beautiful world of ours with your new unlike button.
What, they're having the unlike button?
Yes, they're talking about
having an unlike button. I want the fucking unlike button.
Hang on, let me tell you something. I think... that some people want an unlike button from time to time, but what I really believe is that people want to fake like people and be happy as opposed to unlike when you see shit, and then all of a sudden we're going to have people getting upset with one another. What do you mean you don't? You watch. There's going to be mass chaos with this.
What is he talking about?
Well, because I'm telling you. Am I wrong here?
Well, I think I've come to a conclusion, though. This is going to be the shortest-lived segment ever on the Ocho Man Show.
I'm telling you right now. People want to live in their own little existence. They want to act like everybody likes them. They want to act like everybody likes the shit they post. They want to act like everybody believes the same thing they believe. And I'm telling you, who's going to be the first person out there the first time somebody puts something political, something religious, something controversial, and then somebody that you think's your buddy clicks unlike?
Well,
and
you
I'm
know
telling
what?
You, it's going to be mass chaos, I'm telling you.
Well, let me say this. I am sick and tired of people on Facebook, friends of mine, talking about, I just put my kid to sleep, or I just turned on the TV. I don't give a fuck.
So are you
going to
unlike that?
I'm going to unlike that. And I'm going to say, you know what? I don't care what you just did.
Well, then they should have a button of complete indifference to that. Indifferent. Why did you put that? And you don't dislike it.
It's just like
who cares? There should be a bored stiff button.
No indifference. It's like, not like.
Well, I know,
but I'm
just saying, in a perfect world,
right,
with Ted Cruz as president.
I'm just telling you, they are trying. They're going for...
Ted Cruz ain't giving shit.
Yeah. Bernie Sanders,
I think Facebook has kind of stagnated out. I think they're looking for a little controversy, and this is what's going to gang it to them.
I think it's a good deal.
By the way, that was my stock pick, and so was Netflix, and they're both doing great.
You know the average age...
idiots if you didn't buy them.
The average age of Facebook, like... It used to be like 18 or 19, the average age of someone on Facebook. It's now like 32, I think.
The younger generation's moved on.
What have they moved on to? Instagram
and Snapchat.
Well, but Facebook owns Instagram, so... Yeah.
There'll be an unlike button on there, too. And let me tell you something. When they start unliking at those younger ages, we're going to have even more problems.
Yeah, right.
Well, think about it.
Mass extinction.
I mean, little kids, little girls, they're terrible to one another.
Has this already been determined, or is this still under
scrutiny?
No, it's determined. Sure it's coming.
Zuckerberg gave the okay,
It was announced.
It's coming. It's coming.
I like it. I mean, let's experiment with it, because there's a lot of unlike shit. Like, whenever I see his Republicans, I get a little pissed off.
And you want to unlike it, don't you?
I want to unlike it.
And how are you going to feel about that?
He doesn't
I don't want to unlike Bernie Sanders. I want to put stick it up your ass, Bernie Sanders.
Oh.
And there you go.
I'm not that indifferent to him.
You see where this is going, don't you?
Bernie Sanders,
cocksucker.
Anywhere. See where it's going, Oaks?
All right. That's our big Jimbo rant of the week.
Yes.
And next week, have something else for us, too. Now you can depart your way out of here. And
depart your way
out. We can go back to our show.
I feel like I was back for about 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's the music. Right. Beat it.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll see you next week, Jim. All right, guys. You know what? We haven't had any emails in a while, and
we have a rant and an email section today.
Yes, we do, and our emails. We've gotten 5, I think, and our guy bringing it in is our intern Owens here.
Oh yes,
Owens,
roving correspondent,
Big T O is in the house. Tell us what you got here,
this
babe.
This is our.
We actually have 4 emails today, Ocho Man.
4?
I thought we had 5.
Nope, only 4.
Ah, damn. We already lost one.
Hey, what should we have a music for him, Mr. Postman? Who did that? Is that Martha Navandellos
no
or something?
No music for him right now. I don't even want to give. I didn't even want to give Jimbo.
I know. I don't think the guy should have a theme.
No. Fuck. He's just come in for one. All right. Yeah. Go ahead, T.O. Tell us what you got here, babe.
Ready for me, babe?
Yeah. Yeah, we're ready for you.
Don't get familiar.
Here we go, babe. So the first question is directly for you, Ocho Man.
From who and where?
From whom?
This is from Rory in Temecula, California.
I think we've heard from him before, haven't we? Lord. Somebody from Temecula.
I didn't hear anything.
It's a nice area.
All right. Go ahead. Come on. Shoot it out, will
you?
You ready? You guys ready?
Yeah. What the fuck?
Killing us with suspense. This guy wants a drum roll. Okay.
I think there's another short-lived segment.
Yeah, no kidding.
This has to do with the action heroes of the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember
Who would be on your Mount Rushmore of action movie heroes from the 1980s?
Well, give us your impression.
Rory's Mount Rushmore would consist of Rocky, Rambo, The Terminator, and RoboCop.
I think there's nobody left. Who else is there?
Shit. You got Bruce Willis.
I think he's talking more about the characters themselves.
What was that Die Hard?
Die Hard. John McClane.
I would put him there. I would put Arnold Schwarzenegger and Predator.
How about Colonel Braddock?
Wait a minute.
Chuck Norris?
Rocky wasn't in the
80s. Of course, in the 80s. Well, sure he was.
He was 70s.
Well, they had a whole series.
Does she say Rocky or Rocky show?
Rocky 4 was in 84.
No, it was 89, I think.
No, not Rocky 4.
Rocky 4 was the one he fought Ivan Drago. It was 88.
It's not that
87
late.
87 or 88.
I don't believe it.
Would
Look
you
it
check
up.
That
believe
up?
Rocky, I think Rocky 3 was in 84.
He was fighting the Russians. The empire was crumbling in 89.
87.
You're out of your mind.
87 to 88 was the fucking Rocky
84.
Thunder Lips was Hulk 85. Hogan's prime, and that was in 84, I believe.
Right. 84, 85.
Which was
it was before Gorbachev. They weren't our enemies anymore.
Is he looking that up?
Can we get a check on Rocky 3 and Rocky 4?
What was the year on it?
Hold on. Just check Rocky 4.
Rocky 3 was 83.
I don't care about Rocky 3.
Rocky 4 was 84, 85.
No, it wasn't.
What do you want?
Okay, so who says what year?
I'll bet you a buffet on this one.
What do you say? What year?
I say it's more than what you're saying.
You say 89.
No, I didn't. I didn't say 89. I said 87, 88, or 89.
Rocky 4 is 87, I believe.
Nope, I disagree. I'm going to say 85.
87 is what I was thinking.
What did he say? What does Ocho Man say?
I said 87, 88, or 89.
What? That's not... Come on.
Okay, then I'll say 87. 87. Come on.
1985.
Right on the money. You owe me a buffet.
Bam. You son of a bitch. 85?
What about Rocky 3?
The end of 1985.
It doesn't matter. 85. I remember when it came out. I was in college.
So Rocky what, did you say?
Rocky 3.
You son of 83. Bitch. I thought I had you on this one. All right, so what do we got here?
Well, are we?
Fuck we Rocky 3. I already lost the fucking buffet.
He wants to know who these icons of 80s martial arts.
I would definitely say the Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Is he an action hero, though?
Yeah, that's not an action hero.
He's a villain.
When he's up on that tree, ugly motherfucker.
Yeah, but that doesn't really count because I think he wants a series. Besides, the guy's name was Dutch? Wasn't his name Dutch?
Yeah, and how about what's his name, the wrestler,
Jesse Ventura? You know, I lifted weights with him. He wanted me to make him a pair of orthotics. Nice guy.
Really?
Yeah, we were in World Gym together, and we talked, and he, you know,
he's a good guy.
He's kind of off the grid now. He's lost his mind, right?
Yeah, he's got trouble with the sniper's wife.
Yeah, from the movie.
Why would he fuck with her?
He said something condescending about her husband, I believe.
They got enough,
and she sued him.
There was a something about them getting into
he's got.
There was a something about them getting into a fight at a bar, right?
And yeah, there was something. Look that up, will you, Chris? They had some sort of run-in. Jesse Ventura and I forgot the guy's name already.
What's his name?
Chris Kyle.
Yeah.
And apparently Jesse Ventura said something about, or I believe the. I think the
he said
claim
there
was
a lot
that,
of bullshit in the book.
Right. The claim was that, and they actually did get in a fight. Yeah. There were some kind of fisticuffs, and I think either the wife sued him or he sued. No, I believe he sued the wife.
Yeah, I think he sued.
I think
the
he
wife.
Won. I believe.
Yeah, I think he won a judgment.
I can't think of any.
He was a nice guy. I liked talking. Very nice guy.
Wait a minute. Wait, we're gonna miss the big one here on Rush.
Rush Limbaugh?
No, he's a
hero.
Mount Rushmore.
Mount Rushmore. How about Superman with what's his name?
I don't think that counts. This is the 80s. A Superman.
It was 80s.
Yeah, but he was created in the 30s, 39.
Bullshit.
Schuster and Siegel.
Are you kidding me?
I mean, what about, you know, you have
Colonel
Steven
Braddock,
Seagal, some of those
Colonel
movies.
Braddock,
name. He's
Chuck
a fuck,
Norris.
He got paralyzed falling off a fucking horse.
Oh, Christopher Reeve.
Yeah, he should be up there.
But he's not. He wants the character, Rambo.
Yeah, look, he was talking more like characters.
Of course, there aren't that many other ones. I can't think of any other ones.
You know what? Tell Rory to go fuck himself.
Yeah, Rory, you know what? That was a horrible question.
Okay, move on. But we still love you, and we want you to listen to our show.
Yeah, right. Don't get mad.
Yeah, don't get mad.
I like Seika myself.
Next question is Mitchell from Flint, Michigan.
I thought Colonel Hogan should have been. Go ahead.
Mitchell
was a pervert
wants to know.
Too. Did you know about him? He's a pervert.
We'll talk about it next time. Let's go.
Mitchell in Flint, Michigan's a pervert?
No.
Stalag 13.
We're
going to
lose this guy.
Mitchell was wanting to know what your feelings are about the upcoming NBA season, if you had any bold predictions.
Well, you know what? The same old usual suspects looking pretty strong again. I'm looking at teams like, what do we got? San Antonio still looks damn good. You're always going to get respect. I don't see anyone coming out of the East but Cleveland. Cleveland still looks good to me. The Bulls may make a little run at Cleveland.
Derrick Rose has the injury, though.
He's still out. He's not going to come back this time, is he?
I think he broke his jaw, maybe? I don't know. He just
said
something.
Keep you out?
Something bizarre.
I thought it was his knee every other fucking year. It's his knee.
Oh, really? I thought he had feet problems. Somebody. But yeah. Then the answer is no, because that was a prediction, but it wasn't exactly bold.
I think
he's looking for something bold.
Yeah, what's something unexpected?
That was rather pedestrian.
Okay, you're right about that. Let's see which one stands out in my mind. How about a team that's, if you bet at Vegas to win on the total games of one,
right.
I'm going to say Philadelphia 76ers are going to surpass whatever Vegas has got.
Right, take
on.
The over in victories. All right, now that's a bold prediction.
I mean, the Sixers.
Last year it was 12.5, so this year, you know, it could be around 18 or so.
I think they could win 20 to 25 games this year.
Out of what, 80 or something?
There you go.
Wow, that's
Dude,
not many.
I'm telling you, though, this is a young team. Let's think of another good team, though. I think Phoenix. Phoenix is a good team. Good upcoming team. Look at the Phoenix Suns, guys. If you're out there, put a couple bucks on the what's the kid's name that wrote this?
Mitch.
Mitch, I tell you what, I'm gonna say if you're in the NBA, follow the Phoenix Suns this year and see how they're doing. I see a good pattern. I see young players that really are aggressive.
A lot of Kentucky products.
Yeah.
You know, they have Eric Bledsoe. They have Brandon Knight.
Well,
and they drafted Devin Booker this year.
They are going to be really tough on the boards. I like Phoenix Suns to really have a good
they're
season.
They're going to be a young team that's going to get up and down the court and score some points.
Right.
Excitement.
Right.
Excitement.
Let's move on here.
Okay. This is another sports question. This is Butch, local here from St. Louis.
Oh, Butch.
Oh, hey.
Hey,
you get him in
Butch?
The studio here.
What do we got here?
If
on
you
Butch?
Had a chance to go back in time and watch any sporting event or any athlete, what athlete would it be and which sporting event would it be?
Now, are you talking, Butch, about me being live there or watching it on TV? What's he mean?
I'm assuming live.
I'm assuming live.
Well, I mean, you could watch live.
Not on YouTube.
Sports.
I mean, we can watch anything.
Ridiculous.
Dipshit, I'm talking about. Wouldn't you?
He just, it's implicit
it
in the question.
Live. No, yeah, you're there. Still watching it live on TV.
No, it'd be
no,
taped.
I think
it'd
be taped. I think that's
no. I'm saying
that's a contradiction in terms.
If you watch something, if it was
no,
live
you're
on
present.
TV.
You are present. At
oh, he's
this
saying
event.
Present.
Correct.
That's what I believe. Butch
not
is
not
asking.
Like Nick present, like astral projection present.
All right, I would probably say watching maybe Ty Cobb or. Babe
I'd like
Ruth.
To see the Dempsey Tunney fight, the long count.
And maybe like in his ground too, Muhammad Ali taking on Frazier.
The first one.
The one
that was
in,
the best
the one.
One
in Africa.
That was Foreman.
That was Foreman.
That was Foreman. I mean, yeah, that's the one.
It's crazy that
nah, it would be too hot. You get malaria.
You ask a lot of people.
The other one's in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, a lot of flies there too.
Yeah,
the flies
it,
are all
go
around
to Madison
the
Square Garden.
Shit.
See the first Frazier
fuck
fight.
Fuck the Africa bullshit.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Madison Square Garden. That's the one. And the Frazier fight would have to be the one.
Yeah, where he broke his jaw. The first one.
Oh,
that was
yeah,
the best
that was
one.
Beautiful. That
a
was
lot
beautiful.
Of times when this question comes up, because it's you know it's a famous sports question. It's always a fight that comes up.
Right,
it's
of course.
Not,
yeah.
It's because not a football game or a basketball game. It's a fight.
And you know what, Teal?
Because there's something about boxing.
I got to tell you guys.
And it's gone, you know?
It's man. It's mano a mano.
I am so sick and tired of fighters, modern-day fighters, and people say, how would he have done against Rocky Marciano or how he would have done against Mike Tyson or anything like that. You know what? Let those guys be because at their time, they were the man. They held their own. And for them to say, oh, yeah.
Well, they do that in every sport, though. How would Albert
Pujols
do
it
against
football.
Carl Hubble? Yeah, because football is so obviously these people are so much bigger and so much stronger that I think it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, those guys are our size were big back then. Yeah. I think Red Grange was about my size.
Dude, they got college players now.
Right. Oh, they're huge.
Division II.
So, yeah, there's no debate there.
NFL. Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah,
you're right.
These guys are unbelievable.
I hope we answered your question. What was his name?
It was Butch.
Hey, Butch.
From St. Louis.
Hey, keep listening,
I wonder
Butch.
If Butch has got a good-looking sister I can go out with.
I don't know.
Contact well, Butch.
You had to fuck up Butch too, don't you? I mean,
Butch seems like an intelligent guy. It was a good question.
All right, go.
I want to get in that family.
Last email.
Yeah.
Every sports fan's been devastated by a loss at one point in time. This is kind of ironic.
True.
This is kind of ironic here.
Oh, yes.
He signs off Bills fan from the 90s.
Bills what?
Bills fan.
Bills
Buffalo
fan
Bills.
From
oh, Bills
the 90s.
Friend. Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
Is there one game that caused you more pain than any other sports
well,
fan.
The Cowboys have had a lot of them, I'm sure.
I'm a big Cowboy fan.
You know, I think I can answer that for you. I think it was that – remember that game where we were all at your house watching and Romo blew the extra point or that cheap field goal?
How the fuck would that be?
He bobbled the snap?
That was a bad one.
That wasn't it. That wasn't it. The fucking big
that was
one
devastating.
Was
– the catch?
The big one was whenever I got to meet the guy. I got to meet him at a blues bar. I came up to him. And it was Jackie Smith.
Oh, wow.
Jackie Smith was standing in.
Yeah, but you were a little kid then.
Fuck that. It made me cry, and I still never fucking forgot it. I went up to the Jackie sitting there, and I said, "You're Jackie Smith, aren't you?" And he goes, "Yes, sir." And a real nice guy, and I said, "I've forgiven you."
I'm sure that meant a lot to him.
And he looked at me like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" I go, and I nodded my head, and I'm looking at him. I go, "I'm a Cowboy fan. I'm a Cowboy fan."
Nah, I think I think what's even more poignant a story was when Ocho Man was at the game, and you know, it was the Black Sox were filing into the stadium, and he went up to him and said, "Say it ain't so, Joe." That was
dude,
very poignant.
I'm a Cowboy fan. That affected me. That,
do you know what I'm talking about? Do you even have any idea?
I know.
Joe Jackson,
1919, fucking
shoeless
Black
Joe
Sox
Jackson.
Oh, right.
That actually never happened, by the way.
Can I talk about an Ocho Man story
no,
of
your
meeting an athlete?
No,
go ahead.
I thought he was strictly email.
But he's got a story.
Now
about
we let
Ocho
Jim rant and we let him editorialize. There's going to be no more time for us.
We wanted Jim to go.
This is one of my favorite stories of all time.
Go ahead, babe. Go ahead.
Oach, would you tell everybody about your meeting with Brett Hull, the former St. Louis Blue star?
Oh, that
star.
Son of a bitch. I met him at the landing, at St. Louis Landing. I walk in there and
explain. Everybody doesn't know what the landing is.
Yeah,
explain what it is.
Lay it out here.
You have to build it up.
The landing at St. Louis is where we used to all go. It's by the riverfront, and there's a lot of bars there. And he's at this one place called Boomer's. He's at a table by himself, and everyone, like, pays homage by putting a shot at his table and so forth, and just walking away. So I come up and I go, "You're Brett Hull," and he goes, "Yes, I am."
Yeah,
and
he does have that throaty voice. Yeah, yeah. I think, what happened?
And he was smoking.
Okay. Well, that's why. He's a little raspy.
He's sitting there, and I go, "You mind if I sit next to you?"
Oh boy.
He goes, "Hey, go ahead, sit down." And so I sit down. He looks at my necklace. It's an Armenian necklace, and he says to me, "I know a lot of Armenians out in L.A." I go, "That's great. I'm." So he goes, "Do these shots with me." So next thing you know, all these shots in front of the table. Or me and him and Shanahan, we're doing these shots.
Oh, he was there too?
Yeah. They're all there. They're all partying. And I'm doing shots with Brett Hall. Now, I don't ask him for a signature because I feel like there's a little bond here between me and Brett Hall. So I go, "Hey, Brett, maybe you could give me your phone number. Maybe we could hang out sometime."
Well, that's a little, yeah, I think that's somewhat
brazen. Hang on. It sort of gets good here.
Oh, there's more?
So, right. So I fucking get his phone number.
He gave you his phone number?
He gave me his phone number.
You sure wasn't his jersey number?
All right, go fuck yourself. Let me finish this whole thing,
okay?
That's
stupid.
So I go home, and I'm like a little girl. I go, "I'm going to give it a couple days before I call it."
Good idea. Yeah, right. You don't
want to seem
too eager.
Three-day rule. Yeah.
So now I got all my guys at my house. We're all watching WWF wrestling, and I go, "It's time to call Brett Hall," and I got this on speaker.
Let's see. Wait, is it a Wendy's? McDonald's.
Hold on. So you're going to invite Holly over to watch some wrestling?
No, not at all. I thought maybe I could call him to see where he's at. Maybe after the wrestling, me and the boys will go meet him.
Go meet up.
And, you know, do some more shots with him. And
how
have
old were you when this happened?
I was like 26 or something.
Yeah, that figures.
You know, I was into the Blues hockey, man. And Brett Hall was the icon of St. Louis. I mean, he was like...
I know, but I mean, the idea... Well, anyway. All right, let's see how this...
Anyway.
Give us the denouement.
I call him up and hit the last number, and the guys go, "Hey, put him on speaker, man. We want to hear him." And the motherfucking thing goes, "Hi, Hop Kirkwood."
Attaboy, that's what I thought.
I go, "Oh, wait a minute here. I got the wrong number, ma'am." I go, "Fuck, I must have hit a wrong number somewhere."
Obviously, so the first thing we would think.
I hit it again. "Hi, Hop Kirkwood." And I'm like, "You son of a bitch." And everyone there laughing at me and shit.
You know, it's even more intriguing to me that he would have the number of IHOP and Kirkwood. And
I think he just dialed away.
Fast forward 15 years.
15 years later, our GM finds Brett Hall. They're hanging out because they're doing business and all that. And he says, "By the way, you know, Ocho Man, we'll use the name Ocho Man.
He's been bearing a grudge
name,
for 15 years.
He like contacted you one time. You guys sat down. You guys had shots together and stuff, and you gave a phone number." And he goes, "I don't remember any shit like that."
Of course he wouldn't.
But you know what? It was entrenched in my mind. And I had to see counseling after that because he really fucked me there. But that's the story to that. And, hey, my friends, if you're out there, you run into a sports star, do some shots with him or whatever, get his autograph. He's not going to give you his phone number. Obviously not.
That's very valuable advice.
Yeah. All right, what else you got for us, Owens?
That's all I have.
Go ahead. You can beat it now, too. It's been great having this email. Next week, will you have some more emails for us?
Depends if anyone emails.
All right. Send our emails in. How can they get a hold of us, Chris?
info@ochoman.com.
Beautiful. Well, you know what, Armand? Still no sign of Nick. And I gotta say this before we go any further. The guy did my deck.
How'd it go?
He stained my deck. It looks goddamn beautiful.
So he had his hands on your deck?
Yeah, he had his hands on my deck.
Stained your deck.
Stained the deck. It looks gorgeous, guys. And if you're in the St. Louis area...
That's a stain that can't be removed. Yeah.
Yes. It's an emotional stain.
Come on, scarlet stain.
Oh, shut up. Nick Drago, look for him on Facebook and maybe give him a message out there that if you got problems with your deck, needs the staining and so forth, Nick is your man. So he did a great job.
Of all the occupations for Nick to have, I wouldn't have thought that would be
No, no, no,
his.
That's ideal for him. You should see him. I mean,
I know he's good at it, but I just wouldn't...
He's quiet in his mind, and he's really an artist. I mean, the guy's taking his time. It's ideal job for him, trust me. The guy's found inner peace right there doing this.
You got the Sistine Chapel of decks.
Exactly. I've never seen a face like that before. That is a nice deck. And hey, Nick, thank you again. And folks out there, if you need your decks,
we're missing them.
I worked them to death. The guy did like four layers.
Well, take it easy, will you?
What kind of
socialist are you? I bet you didn't pay him Bernie Sanders' wages either.
I did pay him Bernie wages. I kept it real low. Sanders. I didn't make it a lot.
Why do you want a socialist for president?
Because I just think that everyone should be entitled to live the American dream, man.
Really? Well, that's not what Bernie Sanders says.
American dream, that's what it's all about.
That's what he says is killing this country, is the American dream. We have 130 deodorants. Did you hear this nonsense he's got? That's too many. Who the hell's to say how many deodorants are too many?
Well, you know what? If he's a little low on the fucking votes right now, I know. Good. I know Joe Biden will come up. I hope Joe Biden takes over.
Well,
and
me too.
I'll vote for Biden. I just can't see Clinton, man. Things will go to
God
hell.
God forbid.
Yeah, no shit.
But the good news is Bush is just, he can't get it. He's like 7%, 6.
Yeah, good. Keep him out, too. Keep the Clintons and the Bushes out.
Right.
I like to see Biden.
God, what is this, the War of the Roses? We got our own York and what's the other family?
I don't know, but I didn't do it. And... hey, Chris.
Was that Nixon?
That was Nixon.
Okay.
That was Nixon, and I'm ready for my big pick. So
can you do it Edward G. Robinson style?
Get ready.
I'm thinking about it, Muggs.
Get set. It's time for the Ocho Man's Big Picks of the Day.
Bad to the bone. You know what? It's got to be bad to the bone after that last week's
pick. I think he's going to rebound, though.
I'm going to rebound. Yeah. I'm going to rebound big here, my friends.
Okay.
The play that I like in football in the NFL, that's Pittsburgh visiting San Diego. I already told you about that. Pittsburgh still without Big Ben.
Yeah, what happened to him? What was the injury he had?
The fucking Rams snapped his leg. Oh. San Diego -3 here. Let's chalk up a big day up for Phillip Rivers, and this is at DraftKings.com. If you want a QB, you go take Rivers of San Diego. He's not going to cost you an arm and a leg like Tom Brady. I think that's the play you make at DraftKings.com as your QB. Matter of fact, San Diego wins this one outright 27-12. That's what I'm looking. Michael Vick will have a horrible input in this one. And that's a defensive play, too, on DraftKings. San Diego Chargers, my friends.
Take the under.
27-12. I think the under on this one, the over is like 46 or something. So, you know what? That's really touchy. That's on the thresholds. I wouldn't fuck with that. Just play the Chargers. I think you'll get a win there. NCAA. I got a real good play here. Michigan at home against Northwestern.
Uh-oh.
Now, last three at home for Michigan.
Yeah, you haven't been much of a believer in
I bought it. Michigan at home against Northwestern. Last three at home, Michigan has only given up a total of 14 points at home, only 14 points in three games, and the last four games, only 14 points. Michigan -7.5 on this one. The big house will be rocking here. I got a big stingy defense from Michigan. They win this one 31-6 on a grind.
Wow, that's quite a route.
Yes, I do.
What's
have
the spread
a big
on that
route
game?
The spread on this one is -7.5.
Michigan by 7.5.
7.5, and I see that well into the third quarter, just pulling away slowly, grinding it down.
They're both ranked, aren't they? Northwestern, are they undefeated too?
I don't know about Northwestern. I know what Michigan's doing right now, and -7.5. I'm jumping all over that one. MLB playoff action for tonight: Cubs taking on the Cardinals.
Let's hear this one.
Two teams I don't give a two shits about, my
obviously,
friends.
Obviously, yes.
I would normally.
So this is a completely impartial choice.
I would normally pull for the Cubs just for the history, but I'm not a fan of Chicago. There's a hockey team. Irritates the hell out of me as a Blues fan out there.
And apparently there's a rapist on the team, right?
Well, allegedly. Fuck. Don't get us into trouble with him. That's all I need.
Brett Hull will come to your. Just call Brett.
I'll take care of you. IHOP, Kirkwood. Oh, motherfucker. So on this one, I'm not too sure on it. I'm going to take the Cardinals. I like Lackey on that one.
Well, wait a minute. Now, if you're not too sure. I mean, you know,
I'm not too sure, but it's,
and, people are
it's
risking
MLB.
Money.
Yeah, okay. Then you
don't
know what?
Lay off it.
Let's lay off this right, one.
Yeah,
let's lay off this
not,
one.
Let's not be
Mets
bold.
Taking on the Dodgers. You know what? I like the Mets in general, but it's hard to beat Kershaw. I like Kershaw to win this one in a low-score game here. I don't even like the picking the team here, but I like the under on this one.
What is it, six runs?
I think it'll be 5.5, and I like Kershaw here to keep everything down. We're looking at a
Can you imagine how
2-1 type of game here?
I don't know who's is it Fox? I guess is running me, but that's like the that. Chris, obviously you're in the business. You know that's the dream of every network that runs these, to have an L.A. New York series.
Absolutely, because the media money is massive.
Yep. That's why the Cardinals and Cubs play at 4:00 in the afternoon, because prime time is for that game.
Exactly. No, absolutely.
And, yeah, it's a dream.
Can you stow it now? Can you stifle yourself?
I'm here to editorialize.
All right.
We have Jim come in here and rant about liking on Facebook something completely
unlike. He doesn't. He likes the unlike. No, he doesn't like.
He doesn't like the unlike.
Our next game here.
He unlikes the unlike.
He
is that a double negative?
He doesn't like the unlike. He doesn't like the unlike button.
Does he like the like?
He likes the like, but he doesn't like the unlike because that ruins the utopia of people having a good time on Facebook, too.
Oh, yeah. It's a blast.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. I do like.
I really don't care about a guy shoveling snow and then people
first of all,
giving 20 likes. You know what? If someone dies on and they say it, I don't like when they like that. If someone has cancer.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's
the
question. My boyfriend has cancer, and I'm behind him 100%. They put like. Wait a minute. That implies that you like the man has a tumor.
I just feel bad about
it. I know.
Shit
we know what that means.
I know.
Don't look into it too much.
No, I know. But shit like that bothers me.
But you know what's empowering about it? I unfriended you. That was wonderful. That felt great.
You know what? It felt good to me too. Because then when I was looking for you, when I put
you still write me messages, you prick.
I put the polar bear, and I feel comfortable.
Did you see that stupid mess? That's why I wanted Nick here today. Did you see that stupid message that Nick put on there?
No.
Oh, it had this African woman. And she's, I don't know, carrying a baby on her head or something like, I don't know what the hell it was, pulling a tusk from an elephant. I have no idea what she's doing. But the caption read, if how hard you worked and how long, if everybody worked this hard and this long,
it out, man.
I don't know. I don't remember what it was. Chris, did you get it?
No.
The implication was that this woman worked so hard and so
that
long.
That was specifically sent to you.
No, it was sent to I think it was sent to everybody. Mm. And, you know, that's the words of the world would be a utopia. She's not getting what she deserves because she worked so hard and so, you know, long.
Right.
That's not what it's all about.
I don't give a shit about that. I really don't.
I do. That's socialist nonsense. And that's, you know, I answered it. I never put anything on there, but I posted. I said, this is a common misconception of the people don't know anything about economics.
Mm.
You agree with this? I mean, you don't know anything about economics, but
well,
this is common sense.
I know a lot.
Common sense.
I fucking told you about that one stock that long time ago made 6-7 points up. Remember the black magic phone or something?
That's not doing very well.
Not now. At the time.
Yeah, but that was insider trading. That was inside information. Let's not bring that up. We'll both go to jail.
I had no knowledge of anything. I just,
right.
Yes.
Neither did I. Neither did I. But anyway, that. Productivity is what, you know, that's why in the old Russian, you know, when the Soviet Union, right?
Oh, those Russians, they love to drink.
If they give you let me give you a little analysis.
Vodka.
No, vodka. Vodka.
Vodka, that's what I was fucking with you.
If you give a man a spoon, you give 1,000 guys a spoon and tell them to dig a hole, right?
Yeah. That's...
They do the work of one guy with a backhoe, correct?
Well, with one guy with a shovel, maybe.
Or a shovel, correct.
Yeah.
Right? So it isn't what you, it's productivity. It's what you make, right? Does that make sense to you? It's not some African woman, you know, burning her dung and eating lizards and working her ass off. We know they work very hard at it, but what is she producing? Nothing.
Right, yeah.
She has no value. Whereas Ocho Man sits here, tells you about a winner on a game, you win a couple grand, that's productivity.
Yeah,
you have to bust your ass.
I see what you're saying.
Well, that's
what
I'm saying.
I mean, she's
they
working
don't
hard. She's working
but
hard
is she
for
producing
her family.
It? But what is
she's
she producing
for her family?
That
she's
was the problem of the Soviet Union. People were working their butts off, but they didn't have any implements to make anything, so they weren't making nothing.
Well,
grew.
Wait a minute. Now all the masses were working at the factories and shit like that.
But they weren't producing what had to be
for the state.
Exactly, for the state, but not for the consumer. They weren't producing what people needed.
They're
producing tanks and all kinds of things like that, but that's not going to, you know, that's why, you know what, Khrushchev came to this country? He went to a grocery store.
Right.
And he knew, Chris, have you heard this story?
I have not.
He knew that they were going to lose when he went down the cereal aisle and saw like 150 different cereals.
Really?
He was amazed. Because you go to the Russia or
right.
Soviet Union.
All we have
you're lucky if you get grits.
Fucking Cheerios.
Whatever. You're lucky if you get that. Right. You're gonna, what are they? They eat mud for breakfast.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's when he knew they were going to lose. And that's what Bernie Sanders wants to take away.
Well, speaking of losing here, you're interrupting my plays here.
But Bernie Sanders is a cocksucker.
I love Bernie Sanders, so you're a cocksucker, too. Texas at Toronto, a team I counted out halfway into the season. Texas is on a roll here. Took game one, 5-3 against Toronto. Noel Donaldson, I'm taking Texas plus 160 here, guys. I think you know what? They played Dave Price yesterday, and they beat him. They beat him, and unlike Texas on the road here at plus 160, how could you go wrong? Houston at KC, Cueto on the mound here, minus 135. Houston, you know what? You can't beat KC twice in KC. It's not happening. I like KC in this spot here, and you're only
talking
getting,
about the game or the series?
Just this game here. Just this game here. Cueto's minus 135 tonight. I like Kansas City here. That's a good play here. Texas at plus 160, and Cueto and Kansas City at minus 135. I'd take a money line parlay on that. And speaking of money line parlay, I got two games for you guys tonight. NHL, games? Two-team money line parlay, and both are coming from New York.
Boy, I pity those damn bookies. Oh, my God, they're going to take a beating tonight.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are, Armand. And this is how it's going to go down. Both New York teams and NHL. A two-team parlay here, Rangers minus 105 on the road versus Columbus, and the Islanders at home versus the Blackhawks. Blackhawks got too much going on in the locker room right now. I like the Islanders to win this one in a low-scoring game, but you know what? They win this one plus 100, and the other one, Rangers minus 105. You're looking at a nice payoff here on the two-game parlay, and that's what the Ocho Man's got, my friends.
Jeez.
Whew. That's calm me down. I'm going to be hot after tonight.
You know who to send your emails to.
Yeah.
Info at ochoman.com. Right. Info at ochoman.com.
Let's give his phone number.
Let's give
too.
A big plug out to our shows out there. We got our big shows. Chris, tell us about the shows. Yeah. Tell us about our shows out there.
If you're a UFC fan, MMA fan, let's get it on with Big John McCarthy.
Hey,
and
John McCarthy.
Did you see that, Johnny?
Yeah,
Johnny?
Let's talk about our...
Let's talk about MMA, not the show, but Johnny Hendricks didn't make weight.
He didn't make weight, and that is actually discussed on today's show on Let's Get It On Podcast.com.
I met him. He's a nice kid. He's a really nice... You know, that guy is a very nice guy.
Tyrone Woodley.
The props out to the fucking show, then talk about your guy.
He's a pig, but he's a nice guy. I like
Tyrone Woodley and Sean Wheelock and Big John.
Tyrone Woodley's a Missouri guy.
He is a Missouri guy, and they... Like, the UFC had a whole behind-the-scenes on the fight thing, and they sent the cameras here to follow him around his house. He went out to the Cardinals game, threw out a foot, first pitch.
I'll tell you what, man. Any information I need, I go to Let's Get It On. It's a podcast of ours.
Let's Get It On podcast.com.
And what's our new company sign here now?
Well, we're going to be revealing it next week, but it's going to be
no profile
a
right
new...
Now.
A new umbrella here. I think everyone's going to be really happy to hear about. And
let's
you can
get
find
it on.
All these shows at ignotainment.com. You'll have all the shows. We have an NFL show now.
We got an NFL show. If you guys aren't happy with the Ocho Man show, we get graphic with our NFL guys out there.
It's all NFL all the time. A lot of fantasy stuff, and it's just an hour of reviewing the last week's NFL games, all the plays and stuff that happened, and stuff with the upcoming drafts. And it is You're On the Clock podcast.
Let's get it on. You're On the Clock. Anything out there?
Well, you can find all the shows on the main website, which you're able if you go to our website, Ocho Man. Website, and the drop down in the menu bar will have a link to all of our other shows as well as the main site for the network.
I heard our GM in the lobby talking about we may be getting a hockey show.
We met
that too?
It's extremely exciting, it's in the works.
Big time hockey player is going to do the show.
Yeah,
Brett Hull.
Live
from the IHOP.
Yeah, live from IHOP in Creve Coeur.
Kirkwood.
I think we should have a poetry show.
Go fuck yourself.
That would be beautiful.
That would be beautiful. But, hey, we got a lot of new shows coming on here. It's going to be really exciting. I can't wait for them. And Let's Get It On is really good.
I just want to say something, though. Don't sell those poets short. Lord Byron, man, that guy balled every woman in England. He had a club foot.
God bless him. God bless him.
Lucky dog.
You got what do you got going this weekend? Anything, Arma?
I'm not gonna get laid. I don't have a club foot.
What you got? I got a date Saturday. She's good looking.
Not bad. Not bad.
All right, beautiful. So fuck.
We're gonna watch the game together.
All right.
That's right. She doesn't drink though. I can't get her drunk.
Just don't talk too much. All right?
I know. I got 3 hours to screw up watching the game.
Just
you know what my odds of getting laid are.
You're gonna do good.
Hey, you want to give me an over and under on my odds of getting laid?
I'm going to say right now.
What am I, minus 160?
We're looking at the clock being 9:45. She takes you back to her house.
Oh, beautiful.
9:45, you're at her house and you're banging her.
All right, if you
doggy
lose.
Doggy style.
If you lose, it's two buffets.
All right, fuck. Well, now, you got to.
Rocky Four.
I know you. You'll fucking fuck
yeah,
us
I would.
Up.
I'd mess
just
it up.
For the buffet.
I'd rather have a buffet than a lay.
Yeah, okay. Anything with you, Chris?
No, I think I'm going to drive down Columbia, Missouri for the Mizzou homecoming game.
Oh, that's beautiful, man.
Who are they playing?
Missouri, Florida.
Mizzou take on Florida?
Undefeated Florida, ranked
number 11.
Yeah.
Are they getting points?
Yeah, they're getting points. I think they're getting 7 points at home.
I'll take Missouri.
Yeah. I like Mizzou. You know what? I'm not going to put a big jinx on Mizzou. They got a new young
quarterback
here.
They never do what you think they're going to do. They're supposed to lose that game. They're going to win that game.
Well, I'm telling you
how long have we been betting on those guys? Them and Notre Dame.
They do good. Fuck Notre Dame.
Well, how much money have they cost us, Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No shit.
Oh,
I'm
going to
be in Herman, Missouri. And I'm going to be
in great
wine
place.
Country.
It's Oktoberfest, and we're going to be there, and we're going to be drinking a lot of wine with the friends of mine. And I got like a family that lives out there now, and they said, "Hey, all you guys, come on out here." So it's our Armenian guys too. We're all
in Herman, Missouri.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Man, those guys get around, huh?
We're all over the fucking place.
What do you think about all those Muslims coming into Europe?
I don't want to talk about them right now. I'm in a good mood. All right, my friends. Yeah, Allahu Akbar on this one.
Allahu Akbar.
From the Ocho Man and his turban Muslim friends there, Chris and Arman, we are out of here.
Shalom. Yeah, wrap it up. Because when the going gets tough. The tough get going! Who's with me? Let's go! Come on!
The Ocho Man, Behind the 8-Ball, only on Ignotainment. Leave us your questions and comments below this podcast in the comments section of the iTunes podcast store.
Let's not start stuffing each other's dicks right yet.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.